The governor's decision to sign SB 54 came without much fanfare, but it didn't go unnoticed by gay rights supporters. John Cleary is L.A. Stonewall Democratic Club president.
Well, I'm appreciative that the governor recognized the need to support LGBT equality and to sign what we think, of course, were no-brainer bills that that everyone can get behind and support, regardless of who they represent.
SB 54, or the Family Marriage and Recognition Act, puts same-sex out-of-state marriages and international marriages on the same footing as the 18,000 gay couples who were married in California before voters approved Proposition 8. Prop 8 is a constitutional amendment that restricts marriage to a man and a woman. Organizers say thousands of same-sex married couples from six states and seven countries may be affected by passage of SB 54. Organizers say the new law still has problems. David Comfort, spokesman for the LA-based Equality Network, says the governor doesn't go far enough in protecting same-sex unions. He calls for Prop 8 to be thrown out.
We feel like it just doesn't make any sense at all, legally or ethically, to have some same-sex marriages ruled legal and yet leave everybody else out.
And while gay rights advocates applaud the move, they also point to the fact that the governor rejected two other gay rights bills. The LGBT Prisoner Safety Act would have included gender and sexual orientation as factors for inmates to be considered for safe housing in prisons. He also rejected the Equal ID Act that would have allowed transgendered people in California to return to their place of origin to have their birth certificates adjusted to reflect their new gender. Cleary says the governor's move reflects his moderate views on gay rights.
What it really reflects is we have a lame duck governor who now feels empowered to, at least in these cases, act within his beliefs and not be so subject to the pressure of the right wing.
Groups opposing gay rights, like SaveCalifornia.com, called SB 54 a clear violation of Prop 8. Leilani Albano, Annenberg Radio News.